Welcome back to another Heavy Metals Analysis video here at CWC Labs. I'm Mike Adams, the resident scientist and, of course, science ninja today. Thank you. We're looking at aluminum camping gear because it's a question a lot of people have. If you buy camping gear made out of aluminum and you cook your meals in it or you boil water in it or coffee, let's say, are you getting aluminum in your coffee or your meals or what have you? Well, to answer that question, we acquired all of these aluminum-based vessels that are used to boil water, make coffee, or make meals in a camping context. It seems like all of these are made in China. And then we boiled water in them. Well, first we used cold water without boiling, and we tested the aluminum concentration of just having water kind of soaking in these vessels. And then after that, we boiled hot water in them to see what would happen. And the bottom line is, there's good news in all of this with just a couple of minor, you know, cautions, let's say. The good news is, we didn't find anything that I would consider to be crazy in terms of aluminum coming out of these vessels and into the water. There were two that we purchased which had, well, I mean, this one is StanSport, which is made in China, sold in the United States. When we put cold water in it and soaked it in the vessel, it came out at 196 parts per billion aluminum, which was the highest level that we found in all these tests. But we wouldn't consider this level to be high in a generic context. For example, we previously covered a probiotic supplement that contained over 3,500 parts per million aluminum. In a probiotic supplement that you eat, that's crazy. That's over 10,000 times higher than this, like 30, almost, what would that be? 20,000 times higher, something like that. So this level, 196 parts per billion, I would not, this is not a major cause of concern by any means whatsoever. It does show you that there's some amount, trace amounts of aluminum that are coming off of this vessel, but this is not a level that you should be alarmed about. This next one is made by Wheelers, also made in China. Now, it's anodized, which is why it has this gray color. There's an anodizing procedure that applies a layer of other elements and kind of hardens the surface. Well, the anodized vessel here, when we soaked water in it, it produced 130 parts per billion of aluminum in the water, which is lower than the StanSport, but still not much of a concern. Now, the second number here, you see the 62 parts per billion. That's what we got when we put boiling water in this unit as the second test. Now, you notice that that's about half as much aluminum when we use boiling water versus regular room temperature water. And you might think that's odd. You might think if you boil water in one of these vessels that it would have more aluminum come off and into the water. Well, turns out, at least our theory here, is that many of these vessels just need to be washed. Like the first time you use them, they're gonna have more aluminum dust or aluminum residue coming off of them from manufacturing. But if you wash them and rinse them, and then maybe rinse them a couple of times, wash them in your automatic dishwasher, use a scrub brush and wash them. It turns out that if you do that, the aluminum levels that come out of these vessels all drop below 50 parts per billion. And all of these here, you see how we have these little teacups and all kinds of little, you know, cooking things. All of these measured below 50 parts per billion, even on the first test. Probably because, I'm just guessing, maybe they were rinsed better or maybe washed after being manufactured. That's a theory, but all of these were below 50 parts per billion the first time they were used. And then if you use it a second time and a third time and so on, the aluminum residue drops to essentially approaching zero. Now, this is using rainwater. What's interesting about that is that rainwater is slightly acidic. And so you might expect a slightly acidic water to free more aluminum out of these vessels than, let's say, well water or city water. And yet even then, we didn't find much aluminum coming out of them at all. Now, we haven't cooked tomato soup in these yet. That's the next test, because tomato soup or tomato paste or like a chili recipe that's got a lot of tomatoes in it, tomatoes are known to be more acidic. It is theoretically possible that tomato soup might result in more aluminum coming out of these vessels into the soup itself, but we won't know until we conduct the tests, which we're going to do, of course. You know, so that's the next thing. This is the water test, and the water test, in my opinion, the takeaway from it as a heavy metals lab scientist, the water test is simple. Wash your aluminum cookware before you use it. That's it. It appears to be totally safe to use. You're not going to kill yourself with aluminum toxicity. In fact, your intake of aluminum from these different cooking pots and so on appears to be negligible, near zero, and the more you wash it, the better it's going to get, or the closer to zero it's going to get. Now, the only thing we did notice is from this company here, which again is Stansport, that's made in China but sold in America, is there's some discoloration of the inside of it from boiling water in it. Now, if you feel this, it doesn't feel like it's lost any aluminum, so I don't know if this is just a cosmetic change, but discoloration might be some indication that something is changing in the material, in the alloy perhaps, not sure. But again, our lab test showed that even after boiling, it was only 54 parts per billion of aluminum in the water. So the discoloration doesn't appear to be cause for alarm. It might be a cosmetic issue. If you like your camping cookware to look all pretty and clean and everything, maybe you shouldn't go camping because, you know, everything gets dirty when you go camping. Nevertheless, another big question was, would anodized camping cookware, would it perform better than non-anodized? And the answer appears to be not really. Although personally, I would purchase anodized cookware because I think it's more resistant to scratching. And I also would not wash any of these with metal scrub brushes, because if you use, I don't know what kind of, you know, scrubbing, kitchen scrubbing brushes that have metal or, I don't know, like a steel wool type of thing, that could definitely scratch up a bunch of aluminum and sort of reintroduce aluminum into your next meal if you're not rinsing it well. So my advice as a food scientist here is wash all of these with soft scrub brushes. Don't scratch these containers, and you'll be fine with water. Now, we'll answer the tomato question in a follow-up experiment. Just to take a guess, I would think that we're going to see maybe slightly higher levels of aluminum in tomato sauce or tomato juice that's boiled in these containers. I might be wrong about that, or it might be negligible. Might only add 10 parts per billion or something. I don't know. We're going to let the instrument tell us what it's seeing. You know, we do all this via ICP-MS, and we're an ISO-accredited laboratory, so, you know, we have very good proficiency on these techniques. No one's ever argued with our results on any of our lab tests that we've ever done. One other thought is, well, what about titanium camping gear? So if you're willing to spend a lot more money and you want to buy titanium camping gear, that's great. Titanium is even more durable than aluminum, any alloy, and titanium is even lighter, of course, which is why campers love it, but titanium is very expensive. Now, what happens if you eat some titanium? Really nothing. It's basically inert. There's even titanium dioxide used as ingredients in certain, well, certainly personal care products. I think I've seen it used in certain supplements as well. I wouldn't have any concern eating a trace amount of titanium, but you'd have to work hard to scratch it off the container anyway. So, you know, if you want to go titanium, that's great. If you want to go aluminum because it's a lot more affordable, that seems to be okay as well. Just be careful if you're using metal utensils. And if you're stirring this with a metal spoon, you could be scratching up a whole lot of aluminum. That's for sure, because that's what it's made of. So just don't scratch it. Maybe we should run an experiment like that. That'd be kind of interesting. But use a wooden spoon or, I don't know, a silicone stirring, you know, spoon of some kind, and you'll be fine. You won't have a problem with this. Finally, if you're concerned about aluminum exposure, you know, we do sell kits at healthrangerstore.com where you can put your hair in a little test tube and send it to us. And we'll test your hair for 20 plus elements, including aluminum and mercury and lead and so on, using the same instrument here at our lab, ICP-MS, the same instrument that we use for this. That will tell you, give you some really strong clues about your level of ongoing chronic exposure to toxic elements such as mercury and potentially aluminum. So if you think that you've been heavy metals poisoned, there could be a record of that in your hair, because your hair, of course, is made out of your blood, and your blood's carrying the heavy metals, and so your hair is actually sort of an archaeological record of what used to be in your blood when that section of your hair grew. So if you want to find out what's in your hair in terms of metals or heavy metals, just go to healthrangerstore.com and purchase the heavy metals test kit. If you are curious about heavy metals in food or supplements, then you can also put supplements in that test tube, or you can put food samples or well water or your tap water and send it to us, and we'll test it. We'll send you back the results in a PDF file. So it's a very good way to stay informed about your possible exposure to heavy metals. And by the way, thank you for all the positive feedback since we've started filming all these. And you can see more videos, by the way, at foodforensics.com. We've had a tremendous amount of positive feedback. And people say, hey, this is your core. You should just keep filming these videos. This is what we want to see. Nobody else is doing this work. We appreciate the feedback and the support. And we do intend to keep filming these and testing a lot of off-the-shelf products, you know, food products, camping products, maybe survival gear. I don't know. We'll see what's out there. We'll test it for performance and heavy metals or contamination or what have you. Maybe even test for glyphosate and other pesticides. We do intend to bring you a lot more videos here. And sometimes it's good news, like today. You know, none of these are really toxic. None of these are going to pose a health problem as long as you're not scratching up all the aluminum. But sometimes it's bad news. You know, we've had a previous video that was a warning about Amazon.com selling a probiotic that's about 5 parts per million lead, and it's marketed to children. So that's really concerning to us. And so you're going to get a combination here, you know, some good news, some bad news, just depending on what we find. We don't have a specific agenda to only cover the good news or only cover the bad news or to protect or promote certain brands. We just buy stuff off the shelf. We test it. And we tell you what we find. I mean, imagine, what a concept. Actual transparent science, you know, for the public. Why isn't the FDA doing this, right? It's a big question that we're asking all the time, too. But in any case, we're going to keep doing this a lot more. We appreciate all your suggestions and feedback. And keep checking back with us at foodforensics.com. CWCLabs.com is the website for our laboratory. And, of course, you can watch more of these videos at brighteon.com. That's the free speech alternative to YouTube. Bottom line, if you go camping, you don't have to be afraid of aluminum cookware if you're boiling water. And we'll test tomato sauce coming up soon. Maybe that'll be the next thing. We'll have a bunch of like a tomato bonanza here with, I don't know, we'll just fill all the containers with tomato sauce and boil it and see what happens. It's going to be messy. It's going to be like an Italian kitchen in here with aluminum and tomatoes. It's making me hungry just talking about it. But thanks for watching. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger for foodforensics.com. Almost no one tests their products for glyphosate, but we do at the Health Ranger store. We test for glyphosate for every incoming production lot and finished production batch of products, and we put those symbols right on our website so you know it's been glyphosate tested. Using an ISO-accredited in-house laboratory, triple quad mass spec instrumentation, sensitive down below 1 part per billion, we test and confirm that everything is safe and pure and authentic so that you can trust our products to protect your health. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for healthy living and healthy home. Lab tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and much more. Check it all out at HealthRangerStore.com.